Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when you need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am not sure which is my favorite aspect of this disgraceful and dangerous festival of bans, gagging, and silencing that the establishment embarked upon last week after it finally discovered one kind of a riot they didn't approve of. Maybe it was the journalists cheering censorship. Maybe it was the true conservatives like that geek from National Review giving censorship a soft, girlish thumbs up. Perhaps if the left shot down the competition, then people would sign up for the National Review's cruises again. Ahoy. Or maybe it was the ACLU trying to balance a realization that having corporations not totally control what people say is bad with the imperative that bad man, orange man, rather, is bad. I don't know what it was. So many beclownings to choose from. And I forgot the promiscuous use of terms like insurrectionist and sedition, coming after 4 years of putting treason out on the street to work the corners. And if standing up to the fascist establishment is those things now, you'll find they just don't carry the stigma the establishment is hoping for anymore. In Orwellian America, the meaning of words changed as needed. Capitalism has changed, too. If this chi-com smooching corporate oligarchy is capitalism, then I'm something else. They want to impeach the president, too, and certainly a few GOP invertebrates will go along with it. The idea is not to hold him accountable for some imagined incitement being lectured about fomenting mobs by that weathered hag, Maxine Waters, whose mess had to get cleaned up during the L.A. riots, or the L.A. rebellion. Thinking about all that is almost too funny, but to humiliate him, to try to tar him historically, to humiliate you and bar him from running again. As usual, they are stupid, and no one's getting humiliated since this gambit will fail in the Senate. Certain vote of Mitt, Republican Miracle Whip, in solidarity with the people who accused him of wanting to reimpose slavery notwithstanding. And if you won't tar Trump historically, I was never one of those history's going to judge you harshly if you don't embrace my policy preferences flex anyway. But Trump's amazing term cries out for a fresh take in the future by a historian not terrified that his history department is going to fire him for thinking unapproved thoughts. And barring Trump from running? Wouldn't people concerned with democracy leave the evaluation of Trump's behavior and suitability for future office to the voters? Yes, next question. And regardless, besides it's being malicious, it's kind of dumb. No more Trump candidacy? Yeah, go ahead, throw the GOP in that briar patch, and right off, Trump starts out with about 50% of people hating his guts, and every one of them will vote. That's not to say he could not win the GOP primary. He would, especially up against the likes of the tiresome, two-faced Jeb Floppelganger, Nikki. In the last week, she flip-flopped from Trump will be judged harshly by history. There's that hack cliche. To silencing people, not to mention the president of the U.S., is what happens in China. not in our country, hashtag unbelievable. How about hashtag never Nikki? Regardless, you got to admire her flexibility since, like Kamala grooving on Willie Brown, albeit figuratively, Nikki does what she thinks she has to do to scramble up the ladder. She always has. For any of you that think that she's some conservative stalwart, she has always been an opportunist. He would also beat Tom Cotton because of Cotton's newfound support from the New York Times, which recently fully embraced his idea of turning the army on political protesters. He would likely be the nominee if he wanted to be, an open question, but his chances in the general are slim. Because, you know, with somewhere around 50% of the people against him to start, he's got to run the table, even in a fair election. Now, right about now, if they were listening, this would be where either the FBI wants to interrogate me or turn off the power again. A successful impeachment takes the Trump factor and its attendant risks out of the equation, but leaves him as a kingmaker and motivator. But they get the feel, so, you know, the hell with the strategy. And like I said, they're stupid and evil. And you know they hate you, right? Really and truly, they want you silenced, disenfranchised, and dead if they could get away with it. That woman the federal cop shot on video in the Capitol cap for trespassing was expendable. And so are you. No one, now you might be accused of whataboutism for the next part, but whataboutism is a moral necessity that highlights the lies that form the foundation of the garbage establishment, and therefore it must be constantly and loudly practiced. What about all those people killed on the video whose deaths sparked riots? Now, the initial read on the shooting seems bad, but being the wacky nonconformist rebel that I am, I'll wait until all the facts are in to make a final judgment and just say at present that the shooting looks questionable. I actually believe, and as Super Dave and I talked about this yesterday, we actually believe it was a negligent discharge. No one's going to ask questions. A cop will be cleared and will never, ever be charged. And even President Biden asterisks U.S. attorney in the forthcoming state of D.C. were to file charges. Let's just say I put the chances of a D.C. jury convicting at about the O.J. level. Standard status is double. So the establishment has decided to address the grievances of people who feel disenfranchised, silenced, and subjected to double standards with more disenfranchisement, silencing, and double standards. That seems like an on-brand move for the most corrupt, unwise, and incompetent, yet remarkably arrogant ruling caste America has ever known. Good plan. Deny them the right to pick their 2024 president. Clap like trained seals as corporate overlords cut off their ability to express themselves and continue to treat their own supporters well and dissenters much, much worse. I'm sure that's sustainable. And let's put out this blazing fire with this handy can of gasoline. Yeah, right now they're having fun. While the supine GOP is tweeting hack cliches about but not who we are. The left is trying to tighten the noose. But we're woke. Rasmussen puts Trump's popularity at 51%, rising after the riots. I'm not blaming Trump for the riots. You shouldn't blame Trump for the riots. And we're not going to roll over for these guys. Everybody that was there that went into the Capitol building was an adult. The sooner we accept the fact that adults make decisions, and when they make decisions, they're to blame for the decision that was made. They may have been led by Antifa. They may have been led by Antifa, but still, they made that decision to go. And if you're going to do that, and for the reasons that you did, I find that weird. And there was two brands in there, too. There was the, let's break whatever we can and take some Instagram pictures. And there were the people that got in there and walked between the velvet ropes like they were on a big tour. I wonder if they're getting painted with the same broad brush. So, we'll see. This is going to be one big embrace the suck 4 years. Maybe two. We'll see. But I've done it before. You have too. We can do it again. The fight continues. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. DC has spoken. It is fine to burn down businesses and threaten homeowners in the name of racial justice, but you must never, ever question the results of a political election that takes most of a week to sort out before declaring a winner. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are reportedly sitting on billions of dollars in donations after causing billions of dollars in property damage in this last year. Americans who took part in the Stop the Steal rallies at the Capitol will not find fat bank accounts waiting on them once the D.C. wrath goes scorched earth on Trump supporters. And while the glossy fashion mags depict Antifa revolutionaries as chic and stylish, in Glamour's photo spread, Shopify and the other online stores have already blacklisted MAGA revolutionaries from selling political clothing altogether. Murder and physical battery against innocent civilians and police officers followed BLM and Antifa violence all year long. And despite the terror these groups caused, the media saw nothing but mostly peaceful protests. Mitt Romney even walked in one of their parades. And because of the halls of Congress rather than the mom-and-pop storefronts were damaged Wednesday, these mostly peaceful protesters will always be portrayed as the Capitol Hill siege of 2021. And Mitt Romney will not walk in any future parades organized by Americans seeking free and fair elections. After the mayhem calmed down, most Republicans in Congress joined with Democrats in blaming Trump for having unleashed a violent mob. They'd now rather impeach and remove the president than understand the problem. And that's part of the problem. The hundreds of thousands of Americans in attendance may have been protesting for their voting rights, but Congress will not remember them as civil rights protesters. And that's part of the problem. Nobody in D.C. will turn police photographs of Wednesday's protesters into T-shirts with the caption, "Good Trouble." Only certain civil rights protests may be celebrated in gift shops. And that's part of the problem. Because the most amazing part of Wednesday's chaos is that Congress learned nothing from it. The people participating were merely part of a mob. That's how we are regarded, is a mob. This is just like the Roman Senate. Their complaints about the 2020 election were the rantings of conspiracy theorists. Taking the marble blocks of the Capitol was more important than fortifying the public's faith in the legitimacy of the country's elections or governing institutions, and that's a big part of the problem. Our constitutional republic can survive without the glorious temples dedicated to the prestige of D.C.'s governing class. We can survive if the Capitol will move from the swamplands of Maryland and Virginia to the hills of Tennessee and the plains of Texas. It won't survive if Americans don't have faith in the electoral process. If there were ever a time for the lawmakers in D.C. to look out their windows and marvel, wow, we've really messed up here because Americans' faith in their government is gone. Wednesday was the day. The people protesting were the same people who in the past would have taken their children to Washington on summer vacations in order to celebrate our history and accomplishments. And now those same people are so angry at the government in Washington that many probably be fine letting the statue topplers who've been tearing down the monuments of Lincoln and Jefferson for over a year just go right ahead and dismantle the whole of D.C. while they're at it. When you lose the American tourist, you have a major problem. There were so many voting irregularities during the 2020 election that any normal person would understand America's elections are a disaster. And we spent 4 days watching vote counters in battleground states suspend their counting for no good reasons and then secretly return to counting without Republican monitors present, discover additional Biden votes seemingly out of nowhere, and accept mail-in ballots well past the legal state deadlines. Statisticians who have repeatedly shown how anomalous Biden's vote dumps were in battleground states, sworn witness affidavits attesting to vote manipulation and fraud are numerous. And there's four circumstantial facts that are going to stick out to me for a minute here. Trump won well over 10 million more votes than in 2016, making the first president in nearly a century and a half to do better in re-election and still lose. Two, Trump won almost every traditional bellwether county in the country, and he did so by huge double-digit margins. Three, Trump won Iowa by 8 points, Ohio by 8 points, and Florida by 3 points, a feat that has guaranteed national victory in almost every presidential election. And four, Biden, though barely campaigning, pulled in 15 million more votes than Obama did in his re-election of 2012. Now, if I were nothing more than just a person looking at things and you know, just a logical person looking at these, without any other knowledge of vote fraud or any physical or statistical evidence that the 2020 presidential election was manipulated, I find these circumstantial facts so strange that voters deserve to understand how they occurred. If Biden beat Trump fair and square, so be it, that happens. If the answer is that the mass mail-in balloting requiring a no voter identification, witness verification, or signature matching allowed millions of votes to flow into battleground states from unknown places without any credible process for authentication whatsoever, then that might explain how out of whack the 2020 election was, but I cannot excuse it. State and federal governments can't tell Americans that mail-in balloting, implemented with hardly any state legislative authority, fundamentally change the way elections are won in America and expect ordinary voters on the losing side just to nod in agreement, consent, and put their trust in the system. Especially after corporate news and social media giants have spent the last year intentionally deceiving us by, one, censoring stories damaging to Joe Biden, two, pushing outright propaganda against Trump, three, suppressing pro-Trump voices, and four, deplatforming pro-Trump publications. Without any other evidence of fraud, the use of unaccountable mail-in balloting has permanently thrown Democratic election into doubt. Many members of Congress responded to the events of Wednesday by arguing that respecting the decisions of the states to certify Biden's win is instrumental to federalism. The states control their elections and not the federal government. So that's undoubtedly true, but Americans are not so ignorant as to think that out-of-state lawyers, out-of-state money, and out-of-state political operations didn't organize and implement this radically different way of conducting state elections with the equivalent of ballot airdrops for anybody to find and return. And now Congress has turned around and washed their hands of the whole mess by hiding by the thin defenses of federalism and claiming that what happened in Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania is for the citizens of those states to figure out. It's like saying that if the Montanans aren't happy with America's policy of mutually assured destruction during the Cold War, they shouldn't have housed so much of the nation's nuclear missile stockpile. But the big problem is they didn't learn nothing, and they still have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says violence inside the Capitol building last week will not be tolerated.
The men and women of the FBI will leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
Assistant Director Stephen D'Antuono updating the media on what happened last Wednesday. D'Antuono says the FBI is continuing to investigate what happened.
The brutality the American people watched with shock and disbelief on the 6th will not be tolerated by the FBI.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol.
As I have consistently said throughout my administration, we believe in respecting America's history and traditions, not tearing them down. Respect for law enforcement and the great people within law enforcement, so many are here, is the foundation of the MAGA agenda.
USA Radio News. The Trump administration is recommending the coronavirus vaccine for all people over 65 and adults with pre-existing medical conditions that put them at high risk for the virus. Also, they're no longer holding back doses to guarantee booster shots because manufacturing has reached a sufficient level to meet demand for second doses. Lieutenant Stephen Vittman is in a high-risk category. He was vaccinated in New Jersey on Tuesday.
I feel very, very fortunate. Very fortunate to be included in this group. And I think it's important not just for my own health, but for the health and the safety of the people I serve in the community.
The House Rules Committee is debating whether to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and kick President Trump out of office. Committee Chair Jim McGovern going after GOP member Jim Jordan after he called for unity and made his objections to invoking the 25th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's past Friday, although President Trump is still President of the United States, Twitter officially and permanently banned him from their site. The arrogance is so astonishing. And they officially and permanently banned him from the site. The other media sites were not far behind. Indeed, they're systematically banning anyone associated with Trump's contention that there was election fraud. And they're doing so by erasing his actual words in order to present him as a vicious agitator. They're also erasing the more than half a million peaceful supporters in D.C. to focus only on a small cohort. Because there's about a half million people peacefully showing up to support President Trump. A minute percentage of that group ended up in the Capitol, and the police killed an unarmed Air Force veteran, which, by the way, defund the police has been silent about this killing. Debate's going to rage about whether Trump supporters were set up, and for the purposes of what I'm talking about right now, the only thing that matters is that it was a justification the tech monopolies needed to start a purge. They contend that he instigated violence and his supporters can no longer be trusted. And it does not matter that for much of 2020, Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioted, burned, looted, threatened, beat, and murdered people. Not only did they stay on social media, but they were also lionized on social media and mainstream media for their thrilling, empowering exploits. Trump didn't instigate violence. The tech tyrants have systematically deleted his words, and the search engines will not help you find them, but you can with difficulty discover what he said on January the 6th. And he said, we have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who've been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. And after the event, he was clear. I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everybody knows it, especially the other side, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's been a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but you can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace, so go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace. Twitter and Facebook deleted the video and locked Trump out. Having erased facts so they could claim Trump incited violence, the tech monopolies were set. And to date, this is the purge in chronological order, all predicated on Trump promoting violence. It started, believe it or not, with Pence unfollowing Trump on Twitter. Then Zuckerberg personally banned Trump from Facebook. Snapchat locked Trump's account. Shopify removed Trump's organization and campaign store. Michelle Obama called on all high-tech companies to ban Trump. Facebook deleted the walkaway movement page, including 500,000 walkaway testimonials. Twitter banned General Flynn. Twitter banned Sidney Powell. Google's YouTube terminated Steve Bannon's War Room podcast while 500,000 were watching in real time. Twitter permanently banned President Trump's personal account. The Gateway Pundit says that Twitter banned hundreds, perhaps thousands, of lesser-known sites that challenged election results. The Trump campaign's email services banned the campaign from its platform. And Twitter deleted the official President of the United States account. Now, at this point, some might be thinking that a lot of people have said for, you know, said for a long time that conservatives should leave those hostile, censorious platforms. There are free speech alternatives, like Parler, which was a Twitter alternative. It's currently dark because they got snatched. MeWe, which is I'm a member of, and I can't figure out how to use it to save my life. Gab, another Twitter alternative, and Rumble, a YouTube alternative. And considering we are the product, why in the world are we giving ourselves away for free? On Friday, Trump apparently did go to Parler. But the tech giants were ready for that, too, because Parler is a bulletin board, not a publisher. It does not moderate parlays. So Google has therefore removed Parler from the App Store for user safety. Apple is threatening to do the same unless Parler, which they have done the same, unless they start acting like other tech companies and censor speech that Democrats find offensive. And Amazon deplatformed Parler because they own the servers. And this is what happens when private enterprise becomes the town square. Seemed to make sense in a time when the mainstream media was manifestly biased. And I guess it never occurred to people that the tech corporations would be just as biased, only with even more power. We currently have a situation in all the president has no avenues of communication because corporations have silenced him. Joseph McCarthy was a piker compared to today's Democrats. There are those that would get out there and tell you, well, these are all private companies. And they can do what they want. And that's true. Private companies can do what they want. And what they're doing is hurting them. It's hurting their bottom line in a lot of ways. I think Facebook lost $37 or $47 billion in market value. Twitter lost in the billions. Typically with a billionaire, right, with a billionaire, what you see is billionaires, they emulate each other. Because with billionaires, it's not so much about making money as it is to not lose money. At a certain point, certain billionaires get out there and they're like, you know what, I got more money than I know what to do with. I'm going to try to give some of it away. I mean, Elon Musk is talking about this now. So here you have some companies that are willing to devalue their company, which is completely unlike the capitalistic model which, make no mistake, they think they're capitalists, but they actually are sort of tyrants. And they're willingly and knowingly giving up market value. I've never seen this before. There is, you know, it's normally this would happen in a situation like where a company, like a company makes planes and an airline, for example, if they have a couple of planes go down, those two would lose market value simply because that's what happens. But not like this. This is a completely unforced move on their part. And in the interim, it's going to come back and bite them. Angela Merkel hates Trump. And she's out there going, what is this about? While the world, while they're saying right now that the world is laughing at the United States. No, they're aghast because they're like, this is not the United States I know where they're going to, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, that's gone. Where did that go? This might have the opposite effect that they want on the open borders thing because it's becoming less and less free to live in the U.S. And I've made double sure to make sure that this web, my website, can't get taken down. As far as today, GCN, and I don't ever expect them to do this, GCN has not come to me and said, stop talking about what you're talking about. Certain things you can't deplatform. But by all means, go after the low-hanging fruit, because when you come after us, that's going to be problematic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have a feeling, a sneaking suspicion, that what happened at the Capitol building on Wednesday was a stratagem to destroy the president's popularity and support and overshadow and misdirect everybody away from the voting irregularities, to my eyes. And the building was breached at the beginning of that process, and of course riveted the media news feeds. Members of Congress were evacuated with hoods over their heads, which are basically gas masks that fill up. They look sort of like Dr. No, and they run with their air supply out, and they, you know, as if they were in grave danger. As a group of protesters approached the building, a policeman removed the barricade and appeared to invite them in. They entered the rotunda peacefully and stayed behind the rope line, and those who observed this noted that they were several instigators embedded among the crowd, and they were using bullhorns to agitate and move people, and a couple of them set off flashbangs. Now, a while back, Antifa had indicated that they were going to start wearing MAGA hats and try to insinuate themselves into some of these events to try to take away legitimacy. And we now know that several known Antifa activists were among the agitators. And as they broke windows, Trump supporters tried to stop them. But the distraction worked and frightened the pathetically spineless Republicans who were set to challenge the stolen election. They quickly capitulated and Biden was certified. The Republicans, even the ones we thought had some grit, got rolled. There were tragic deaths about which the leftists who planned this could not care less, any more than they cared about all those who died in the riots they so embraced during the summer. And as the plan was rolled out, the media dutifully began blaming Trump for inciting a riot, which was an enormous lie. Even the hapless Kelly Loeffler changed her mind about supporting the challenge. No wonder she lost, besides that fixed election thing. What a fair-weather friend. She was a weak candidate. And Trump did his best for her, and she tossed him aside the minute things got rocky. We do not need any more weather vane Republicans in Congress. We need more people like Matt Gaetz and Ron Johnson and Jim Jordan. Even Ted Cruz, who was stepping up to the plate, had caved by the next day and was blaming Trump's rhetoric for the clash. Josh Hawley did not stand down and has lost a book contract for his courage. And will his valor hold? And, you know, right now it doesn't need to hold anymore. It's done. Time will tell, though, but one thing is clear. Trump supporters, conservatives who love the country as founded, now know exactly, maybe for the first time ever, who among their elected officials actually strive to represent their constituents and those who behave like craven wimps who want to be welcome in the swamp. Some were out there, and I mean, I've been down this path many times. I wanted to believe that some guys had actually changed. I wanted to believe Lindsey Graham had changed. I wanted to believe Mitch McConnell had changed. And, you know, I didn't put a lot of stock into it. I was rah-rahing them while they were going the right way. And I knew all along that any minute they could change direction, which was one of the saddest realizations I had. Then when it happened, I'm glad I didn't have hair because I would have pulled it out. Because now we all know just how corrupt the swamp truly is. It is much, much worse than we knew. Now, Trump shined the light on who these people really are. They're self-interested cowards. They're more concerned about their benevolent acceptance in the swamp than the fact that the 2020 election was the most fraudulent in U.S. history. And as Biden put it, now the nation faces some dark days ahead. He was talking about the virus, but the virus is the least of our problems on what is to come. Now, the stock market is up because the big corporations are dominated by leftists who know they can manipulate Biden as easily as China can, and does. But the economy for the rest of us is likely going to crash, especially if the blue state lockdowns continue, which they likely will. Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, Pritzker are wallowing gloriously in their newfound tyrannical power. So what if thousands of small businesses close, stranding millions of middle-class people in debt and poverty? They don't care. Biden doesn't care. And among the ruling class, only Trump cared. And that's why they hate him so much. Despite his wealth, he's one of us. They see us as a different species they want nothing to do with, nor should they. They see us as the worker bees who produce the luxuries they take for granted and to which they believe they are uniquely entitled. And I've been saying this for a long time. Whenever I'm talking about training for armed self-defense, trying to be ready to defend yourself in an armed way, I've always told you what John Farnham has said. It's not my quote. I just took it from him, and I appreciate him not getting upset about it. You, me, we're all on our own. And now, more than ever. They're willing to offer you $600, and they're going to send billions off to other nations, and you should just accept this and be quiet. Watch CNN for 5 minutes, and you will grasp the depth of their loathing for all conservatives. Rick Klein of ABC wants us all purged from society. Soon, we may all be forced to hang a picture of Biden over our beds. Fat chance. Is there a more venal woman than Nancy Pelosi? She's so terrified of Trump, she wants to impeach him before his term is up in 11 days. She wants to make certain he cannot run again. Or is she more afraid of something else? Perhaps the revelation of more treason among her side of the aisle. Or is she in on planning the campus chaos? Can we rule it out? She would do anything to hang on to her power and ill-gotten wealth. You can imagine how offended they were, though, on the Democratic side, at the sight of a half a million or more Trump supporters in her neighborhood. And she defended the summer riots, the looting, the arson, destruction of statues. People will do what they do, was her offhand comment when asked about the destruction of her historical figures. There's little doubt in the minds of most watchers of Democrat skullduggery that what happened at the Capitol was a false flag operation, as surely as the tragedy in Charlottesville was a setup, and as certainly as the election was stolen. The left learned and embraced their Alinsky lessons well. Their desired ends justify any and all means, and from the moment Trump won in 2016, they decided he would be dispatched quickly. But he prevailed despite all of their misguided attempts to get rid of him. They became more and more desperate over the last 4 years and more careless. Their election fraud was as blatant and obvious as the Capitol Chaos Plan. They thought we would all forget how they defended and supported the riots this past year. They still think you will. They still think you're stupid. And now Apple and Google and Twitter are collaborating to censor every conservative voice they can. And the Democrats are thrilled. They seem to have forgotten all about the First Amendment, but when they haven't, well, they haven't liked that pesky Bill of Rights for decades anyway. China's CCP is still on Twitter, as are the mullahs of Iran, and they tweet death to America, and that's just fine with Jack Dorsey. Is this a generation that's going to let freedom die? Reagan reminded us, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on to them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States when men were free. We need new representation in Congress. We need leaders with strength of character that is completely absent in that body now. Completely absent. You can see it in their faces. They don't get riled up about very much. And when you're screaming at them, they try to look down and just have no emotion whatsoever. But they're quaking in their boots. That makes me smile a little bit. But like I said, they still haven't learned anything. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.